Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a blessing it is to be able to have the Word of God before us day after day and any time that you want to look into it. And there's so many great ways to be able to study what God has to say today. And this is just one of them. I do these podcasts. They're 4 to 6 minutes most of the time. And they're done just to inspire you to get into the Word of God, to let you see how God can speak to you as easily as He does to me. So I encourage you, open your Bible up and learn from God wherever it is you learn. Right now we're in the Gospel of John, have been for several months now, and we will continue to go through it verse by verse, line by line, and precept upon precept. So we always go to the Lord in prayers. We begin our studies, and if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, I just give you thanks for your word. It is the surety of our lives, knowing that we can have confidence in you and what you have to say for us and for our way to live. We are grateful today that you reveal yourself through your word. We ask you to do that by sending your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and, Lord, to empower us to live according to that truth. We just want to bless you today as we read. And we just want to give you thanks for being with us and providing it to us. We do this in Jesus' name, and it's in His name we pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Judas Had the Bag. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 13 and verse 29. The apostle John wrote how Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me." Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spoke. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it." And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, "That you do, do quickly." Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this unto him. And in chapter 13 and verse 29 of his book, John shared how some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, Jesus instructed him. Where we read, "For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag that Jesus had sent unto him, buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor." The verse reads, "For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag." John began with the words, "For some of them thought," which means even as and indeed a few and small number of Jesus' disciples were of the opinion, judged, and supposed, because Judas, or since and on account that Judas, whose name means he shall be praised, had the bag, which means held and possessed the purse to keep money in, John shared how a few of Jesus' disciples thought Jesus told Judas to do what he was going to do quickly because he held the purse of money. The verse goes on to say that Jesus had to say unto him, "Buy those things that we have need of against the feast." John continued with the words, "that Jesus," which means that the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, had said unto him, or uttered, declared, and proclaimed to Judas to buy those things, which means purchase or redeem the items that we have need of, or that we, Jesus and his disciples, required or lacked. Against the feast, which means for the feast festival or the feast day. John shared how Jesus' disciples supposed he instructed Judas to purchase items he and his disciples needed for the Passover festival. Finally, the verse says, "or that he should give something to the poor." John finished this verse with the words, "or that he should give," which means, or that he, Judas, was to bestow, grant, furnish, and supply something to the poor, or a certain or particular object to people who were impoverished, reduced to beggary, lowly, and afflicted. Jesus' disciples also thought that Jesus was told to do what he was to do quickly because he was going to bestow upon the impoverished some kind of blessing. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how the disciples of Jesus were attempting to discern why Jesus told Judas to do what he needed to do quickly. They decided Judas must be going to buy items for their feast, or that he was giving something to the impoverished among them. They had no idea Judas was going to set up his betrayal of Jesus. God knows everything, and there's nothing planned of which he is unaware. Jesus knew what Judas was doing, and Judas knew also, but Jesus' disciples had no idea. God's plan of salvation through his son Jesus was being carried out, and although he worked in ways unrevealed to Jesus' disciples, he has made his plan known today, and those who are wise will yield their lives unto him. Next time, John shares how Judas, then having received the sop, went immediately out. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.